Silk Fitness Therapy Podcast, episode number, I've lost count, guys.
Five.
We're on number five.
Five.
Already. How are you, Mike and Kate? How are you?
All right, mate.
Thank you.
How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. This is going to be interesting.
You've been dying for this one, haven't you?
Yes. Yes.
Me too. Excited.
We'll see how we get on then. This may get a little bit heated, by the way, so pre-warning everybody. And there may be some naughty words later. but thankfully we're not on air or anything like that. So, cardio.
Yes.
How would you like to start? Or would you like me to throw you a curveball straight away?
It depends what you're thinking of the curveball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say.
I do.
You know exactly what I'm going to say.
I do.
Let's hit this media thing first of all these megastars mm-hmm. and all of these people that write about this. You got YouTube documentaries on it. The Rock has been on record to say it every time he has an interview. Statham says it. All of those people that we all want to look like say it. So there must mm-hmm. be a bit of truth in it. Because they would not bang on about it. And all of their stories match up, right? There's none of them are going, I do cardio last thing at night before I go to bed. They're doing cardio, AM, mm-hmm. fasted cardio, yep. Which means, Mike?
In terms of fat loss.
but
I want to save that. Right. I want to save that a bit.
What I mean by AM fasted cardio is cardio on an empty stomach before you do anything else in the day.
Yeah.
But you dispute that.
No, not necessarily. No, I personally do cardio first thing in the morning, fasted. But it's this misconception that you burn more fat doing it on an empty stomach in the morning, which just isn't the case. Okay. It's not true. A lot of it, with a lot of things we talk about, anyway, it falls down to preference. So I prefer to do cardio in the morning. One, I like to get out of the way. I don't like to sit there thinking about, oh, I've got to do cardio, got to do cardio. I like to get out of the way in the morning. And also, I don't like to eat early anyway. So I like to go, because I feel a bit lighter anyway. Me and Kate were just talking about it.
I've just discovered it recently because I've started working out a lot earlier than I used to. And I'm the same. I feel lighter. And that's what Mike's saying. Yeah. I feel lighter and less dense.
Don't, you know, you've not got any food on your belly, so you don't feel as bloated. But actually, in terms of fat burning, it makes no difference whether you're fed or fasted.
Right. But I've tried both.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel... Is it all in my mind then that I feel that I'm having more results doing it fasted? Is it all in my head then?
No, your results have come from just being in a caloric deficit. That's
so I could have done my cardio after I've done the afternoon show and gone home.
Yeah. But you prefer to do it in the morning. So that might mean you've got more energy in the morning. So you might, you might work a bit harder in the morning.
Don't get me wrong, Mike. I do feel sick when I go because I'm on an empty stomach and, I can't wait to get home and have my eggs on toast.
Yeah.
But, I've read all about it and it's all, to me, it's the only way to go. And if I don't do it in the morning, it sends me nuts.
Like I say, it does all boil down to personal preference.
So why do these stars bang on about this?
Probably from misinformation. You've got to think these guys don't actually have a scientific background.
But they look great.
They do look great, yeah, they do.
And
but
maybe it just works just for them. They like it. They like working out that way too.
Yeah.
There are bodybuilders mm-hmm. that will always say in their cutting phase, now you should know this, Mike, don't you? They say in their cutting phase, I'm going to step up my AM fasted cardio.
Yeah.
So even the non-stars, even the bodybuilders, they do it.
Yeah, they do. But like I say, it's just probably personal preference or this lack of information out there that they think they're going to burn more fat by doing it in the morning. But I've got, study done by the Journal of International Society of Sports Nutrition, conducted by the brilliant minds of Brad Schofield, Alan Aragon, Colin Wilburn, James Krieger and Gul Sonmez. I might have butchered that last one.
Okay.
I might have got that one wrong. They concluded that body composition changes associated with aerobic exercise in conjunction with a hypercaloric diet are similar regardless of whether or not an individual is fasted prior to training.
Okay.
So, there's also been a study done, which just let me grab it before I forget it, done by Lane Norton. I actually don't think he did it. He's posted about it, and it was yesterday he actually posted about it. Basically, they had a group of people fasting, and they had a group of people eating breakfast. Over a 24-hour period, they both oxidized the same total carbs and fats. Now, the AM group oxidized more fat in the AM. The fasted group.
Yeah.
The fed group oxidized more throughout the day. Over the 24-hour period, it was exactly the same.
Wow. So there has been, you know,
oh, there's a heck
guinea
yeah,
pigs and all yeah, that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, there's loads. 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 Yeah, heck of a lot. Yeah,
okay.
Heck of a lot.
Right, okay then.
So, fair but though. It all boils down to as well, and we're going to, you know, sound like we're banging our heads against the wall with this one, is a caloric deficit. You know, you can yeah. do all the HIIT, all the lifts, all the you know, extra 10,000 steps and all that, but if you're not in a caloric deficit, and you're obviously your goal is if it's for fat loss, it's going to make no difference. Zero. It's Einstein's definition of insanity. It's yeah. banging your head against the wall, no, doing the same thing over and over yeah. again and expecting different results.
You get passionate
it's,
about
it's
this.
It's mental,
don't you?
Yeah. But yeah, so when we talk about cardio, you know, whenever anyone mentions cardio in conjunction, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Well,
running, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
getting the heart rate up, running.
Yeah, but it's usually associated with weight loss, though, isn't it? Like, you know, when people say
losing
cardio,
weight.
It's.
But there's two different types of cardio, isn't there?
There's quite a few Lots. Different. There's two, I guess, main ones.
So the only ones that I know is the cardio that gets you fit.
Aerobic.
Gets you fitter. What's that called?
Just aerobic work.
Aerobic,
improving
right.
Fitness.
And then there's the one that I'm always doing, which is the fat burning one, which is called something else. Anaerobic or something.
Anaerobic isn't necessarily fat burning.
Oh, okay.
So, one thing I did want to say was, you know, is cardio essential for fat loss? And it's and the answer is no.
Don't say that.
No, but we've said that before, haven't
no,
we?
It's not essential, but it's a tool that you can use to increase your caloric expenditure.
Okay, so if I stopped doing cardio and just did weights, would I still burn fat?
Yes, as long as you're in a caloric deficit, yes, you would, but you've actually then just taken out X amount of calories that you burn in a week.
Yes.
So it's a tool that you can use, really, but it's one of them where it's not essential. It just might mean that you might have to create a bigger caloric deficit from nutrition, but you can have, say, a smaller deficit from nutrition by adding in that cardio, if that makes sense. So they know the whole calories in, calories out.
It's like a little
shebang.
Boost. It's an additional
yeah,
boost.
It's a tool. It's just something you can add in. And whether that's lifts, so, you know, low intensity, steady state cardio, or HIIT, high intensity interval training, you know, neither are essential, but both can be used very well if programmed correctly.
See, the thing, can we go into HIIT and lifts now?
Yeah, of course, yeah? Can we, yeah.
Because the way I read into it, HIIT training, which is the one where you go fast and slow, I believe that is, see, you could correct me on this if I'm wrong, is better to burn off more fat or burn more calories because you continue burning for the rest of the day.
Yeah,
is this
it
true
has
or not?
A 24-hour energy expenditure.
Is this true or not?
Yeah, there's some studies that do show.
So HIIT is very good.
Yeah, so a lot of the studies do show that HIIT is more effective for burning fat than the low-intensity steady state. However, a lot of people don't do HIIT right.
Correctly, right. So let's get into HIIT.
Yeah.
Explain what HIIT is, how you should do it correctly.
So HIIT is, you know, like I said, high intensity interval training. However, a lot of people when they do HIIT, they do things like, you know, 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, 45 seconds on, 15 seconds off, 60 on, however many seconds off. Now, that isn't true HIIT training because you cannot go intense enough for 45 seconds.
You see, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, so right, that's a form of interval training, what you're doing,
yeah.
Which isn't necessarily wrong as such, but to make it true HIIT work, the actual work has to be a lot shorter. So true HIIT is between 10 to 30 seconds of maximum capacity work.
So you've got to go faster for slower.
Yeah.
Faster for a shorter period.
Yeah, now bear in mind, now this is different from individual to individual. You know, so what might be high intensity for me is going to be different for Kate, is going to be different for you.
Yeah.
So there's no cookie cutter approach to it kind of thing. But, you know, the guidelines would say between 10 to 30 seconds of, I mean, like all out, everything you've got. That is high intensity interval training, then followed by adequate rest.
Okay. So what I'm doing then, I go steady, not slow, but steady.
Yeah. Yeah.
For, well, basically, my fast bit is at the start of every minute for 30 seconds.
Okay. And then use the rest
of the
minute.
And then I do the rest, which is the recovery time, and then I go again at the start of the next minute.
Yeah. Yeah, so that would probably fall slightly out of the category of HIIT. Only because the rest probably isn't enough for you to be recovered enough to go all out maximum effort again. So you've got some styles of HIIT that are very popular, Tabatas.
Yes.
Or Tabatas, depending on how posh you are.
Yeah.
So that's 20 seconds of work followed by 10 seconds rest. Again, 20 seconds trying to go, depending on what you're doing, obviously.
Yeah.
But trying to go maximum effort for 20 seconds is tough.
But then
you've only got 10 seconds rest.
What's the best type of HIIT to do?
There's no best as such. But some of Joe DeFranco, he flips the Tabata and does a reverse Tabata. So that's my preferred, which is 10 seconds, all out, everything you've got, followed by 20 seconds recovery.
Right.
And you do that 8 times, so 4 minutes of work. So that's where HIIT's great. It's short, it's sweet. You can do it anywhere.
Only for 4 minutes?
Gets the job done.
4 minutes. That's the Tabata protocol.
Right.
So he'll do, say, I think he does it on an Airdyne, assault bikes. Have you seen him?
No.
I'll post about him in a bit so you'll see him. He does it, say, I think he does a mile, just steady, to get his core temperature up, get his heart rate up. And then he does his 10 seconds, everything you've got, maximum effort, 20 seconds recovery, 8 times. And I think he does another mile to coast at the end. So I think the whole protocol, I believe, is about 10 minutes.
Right, so for the people that are already training and already on that journey,
maybe they
can be very scientific with their timings for HIIT. But for the people that are novices and newbies to training and what they're thinking about losing weight, is it a case that with HIIT you can, just to start out with, just do a little bit fast and slow? Don't be clinical over the time.
Yeah. Definitely, but you've got to ask yourself the question as well, is HIIT right for you?
Mm. Right.
You know, is your mobility right? Have you got the correct mobility? So you've got to think, a lot of time when people are doing HIIT, it's things like burpees, it's squat jumps, it's things like that. You know, burpees, a heck of a lot of spinal flexion. If you've not got the mobility there, you're just going to hurt yourself. Mm.
Right.
So that's where it's probably not safe for certain individuals to do HIIT, especially maybe newbies. You'd be better off falling more into the category of LISS. So low intensity, steady state cardio.
Do you know how long I do HIIT for?
Go on.
50 minutes.
50 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate, that ain't HIIT.
Right, okay. Stop it then.
So you've also got utilising different heart rate zones.
So I'm going fast and slow though.
Yeah, that's interval training. It's intervals.
Yeah.
It's not HIIT. So it is intervals.
Right.
It's not wrong.
Okay.
It isn't wrong. You're still burning calories.
Yes.
It's just not the true definition of HIIT.
Right, I'm going to try the true
try
definition
it.
Of
yeah.
HIIT
so
tomorrow
try
morning.
It.
The thing as well with the true style HIIT, because it's so explosive, it's powerful, it falls more into a strength category. So it's very muscle sparing as opposed to the more LISS stuff. So say look at a sprinter's physique compared to a marathon runner's physique.
Yeah.
Now sprinters packed full of muscle. Packed foot and it's short, sharp, boof, quick burst. It's loads of lean muscle mass on him. Whereas you've got people that are doing the LISS style stuff and it's more not muscle saving. I can't think of the correct terminology for that. But yeah, you've got you've got different heart rate zones you can use. So heart rate zones, you've got 0 to 60% of your maximum heart rate. And that is basically walking, helps with recovery. Using your fat stores primarily as a fuel source. However, because it is so low intensity, the actual fat burn is negligible. That was a big word for me to say.
Yeah, well, that was good.
I'm quite proud of myself for that one. I'm going to take a note from Linda's book and pat myself on the back for that. 60 to 70% of your maximum heart rate, that improves your basic endurance and fat burning. So like a brisk walk could fall into that category where you're still able to hold a conversation, but you're getting a bit sweaty, a bit out of breath. And with that, you're primarily using your fat stores as fuel with a little bit of glycogen. Then when you go more into the 70 to 80%, that's going to improve your aerobic fitness. So say running, that's a 50-50 split between using fat and glycogen. Then you've got 80 to 90, that's increasing your maximum performance capacity. That's where your intervals, your sprinting, your hard running. Now you're using mainly your glycogen stores. 90 to 100%, that's developing maximum performance and speed, so hard sprinting. Now, with that, you are solely using your glycogen stores. So, in theory, staying within the 60 to 80% of your maximum heart rate is going to be more bunny ears, optimal for burning fat.
Mm. Yeah.
So, staying within that range. Now, to get your maximum heart rate, you take 220 minus your age.
Okay.
And then you work out your percentages off that. So like my preferred style of cardio, now I, as Kate will well know, I really hate cardio. Well, I don't hate cardio. I've
you
grown.
Hate run. You don't like running.
I hate running.
There's a lot of pictures on the internet of bodybuilders with a little caption underneath that says cardio sucks.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I hate running. And like for years, I fell into the trap of thinking that the only way to lose weight was going to be to run.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, do you enjoy running? And then I thought, I don't enjoy running.
So
I'm not
going to
do it. And that's where it falls in with like HIIT as well. Do you enjoy doing HIIT? No, don't do it then. See, I found a way that's... I think it's classified more as aerobic capacity training. So where you'll do...
Yeah, I love this.
Do like a little bit of a warm-up, raise your core temperature. You'll then do 20 to 30 minutes of cardio, aiming to keep my heart rate between that 60 and 80% range. So I'll do 30 seconds on an airdyne, an assault bike. I'll then drop down. I'll do 10 press-ups and maybe some abs or whatever. Check my heart rate. If I've gone over that 80%, I'll allow it to come back down maybe towards 70, 65%, then I'm back on the bike. And I keep doing that for 20 to 30 minutes. And for me, I enjoy that because I'm constantly doing something. I'm constantly changing something around. It's not boring. All right, sometimes when I look at the clock and go, oh, right, I've done 20 minutes. I've got another 10 minutes. Oh, that's where it can get a little bit.
But you break it down into blocks of 10, don't you? So you do 10 minutes and you do your hit, like your bike with a couple of... your press-ups and something else, and then change, mix it up a bit. So all your 10-minute blocks are different. Keep it varied. Keep it interesting.
See, the best thing about, I mean, the other side of the cardio coin is that if you're going to go down the... if you're going to be on one of the machines, so the cross-trainer or the bike or the treadmill, you can take your phone and watch a programme.
Yeah, exactly.
I do that.
Yeah, but it's really boring, isn't it?
Well, if I were to, get my... We were talking before about just getting your steps up.
Yeah.
That's why I love just shoving my headphones in and just listening to a podcast. So fitness therapy's podcast.
And a lot of people will relate to that.
This podcast is ideal to listen to in the gym while
you do it. Yeah, just need to make it long enough, don't we? So you
do
some
whole,
cardio.
This one will be.
Half an hour.
I can see the time.
Because we were talking all about this, but, go back to the people who don't go to a gym, and only 1 in 7 people in the UK, I think, attend a gym.
Oh, so that, really?
Yeah.
Is that all it is?
Oh, well, I looked online and those were the figures coming up. So how accurate that is, I don't know. But I know it's not as many as we think. So, we are becoming a nation of couch potatoes, dare I say it. Yeah. So
see, I thought the gym attendances would be a lot higher.
Well, I did read that it was increasing and... obviously, it's gaining momentum as people are becoming more aware of, the health benefits behind it. So for those people who don't know all of this or do anything, just getting outside, brisk walking, cycling, swimming, hiking at the weekend, whatever it is, just start moving more. Get your steps up. And a lot of people have a Fitbit. We were talking about Fitbits. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, no, I've not done my steps today. I need to get your steps up. Just get out walking.
The owner of the radio station, he won't mind me saying this, actually. I shan't name him, obviously, because I don't want no demos going there. you see him at the end of the workday. He's got he's looking at his wrist, obviously. Yeah. He's looking at his watch, and he's just pacing. Now, I always thought he was in a mood. at the end of the day, he's lost the plot, and he's just pacing around. He's clearly getting his steps. Before the end of the day. But there we are.
It's a great way of just increasing overall activity. Everyone would benefit from moving more.
Yeah,
everybody would benefit from.
And because we sit so much, at work you're often sat at a desk, and then we get in the car, and then we sit on the sofa at night, and there's a lot of sitting in our daily routine. So it's got to start being aware of that and switching it up. Walk to work, walk out at lunchtime to get your lunch. Start walking more. Use the car.
Something simple, isn't it? Stay easy.
But we hear it all the time. It's just we don't do it.
If you are able-bodied,
yes,
there's no reason. Make the most of it.
Yeah, and it's great getting out in
especially,
the summer.
Especially, living where we live as well. You've got
the Peak District.
Peak District on your doorstep. Yep. Mac Forest is I used to have a walk around. There's so many places you can just go for a walk.
Canal, Middlewood Way. It's lovely around here.
Easy.
Well, getting back to cardio.
Yeah. Sorry. I just wanted to bring that other side of it in because, there are...
I go walking with my family anyway. Yeah. So... it's part. I don't class it as part of my workout of the weekend, but clearly,
I'm additional
expending calories while I'm going for a walk.
Exactly, and it needs to be daily. A daily thing that we do is move daily.
Yeah,
doesn't have to be like twice a week. Let's try and get to daily.
Yes, even little things, you know, if you take the lift, take the stairs.
Yeah, I hate stairs. Even though I've lost all this weight at the moment, I still get out of breath. I still get out of breath going upstairs.
108 steps, I will forever hate 108 steps in Mark. Have you seen them?
No. Oh, they're I kind of know where they are.
Going
are
up
they,
into
from
town.
Just under the bridge.
Yeah, near Righi Bianchi. Yeah, near there. I still hate them.
I did that once. I didn't run up. I just walked up them, and I got to the top. This is before I started my journey. I was puffing and panting when I got to the top.
Yeah, I mean, I still get out of breath walking up there now, and I'm probably the fittest I've been for a long time. I think it was Kate's husband Fabio. What was he telling me about? Saying that. He read something somewhere talking about anything where you, at an angle or something will just always make you out of breath.
All right.
Like if you're walking up a hill or something, regardless of your fitness, that you will get out of breath. But yeah, I can't quite remember off the top of my head. But yeah, I still get out of breath walking up there, mainly because me and Fab are talking the whole time walking up 108 steps.
Yeah, you're not breathing properly.
No, exactly. Not breathing properly.
Yeah.
We always have that discussion. You know, like, remember, Kate used to say to me all the time when we were doing sessions, Why am I still knackered?
Flipping out, I can't get my breath.
Because you're working harder. Yeah. You're always going to, you know, if you're working harder, look at footballers, you know.
And there's always still, more to reach for, isn't there?
Yeah. As you get fitter, your work capacity improves and you push harder.
Yeah.
So, yeah, getting out of breath isn't a bad thing.
My cardio routine in the morning is still around an hour and a half. So I do my hour. I do my 50-minute hit.
Yeah, yeah.
No, sorry. I do my
50-minute intervals. Yes.
Sorry,
yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Yeah. So I do my 50-minute intervals.
That's probably more like the aerobic capacity work that I do.
And then I do the... It's all a cross trainer,
mm-hmm.
right? And then for half an hour, I will then go and do treadmill. But that is just... maximum incline walking.
Yeah. Do you hold on?
At a pace. Do
you hold on? So that like kind of
defeats the object.
Defeats the object, yeah. Because people don't. Will hold on and typically lean back.
That's the end of the podcast. Throw him out of the studio.
Sorry, mate.
Maybe just change it then and don't hold on.
So far.
No, this is what it boils down to though, because that's your preference and it's working for you.
Yeah.
So it isn't wrong.
Yeah.
It's not wrong at all.
Tomorrow I'm going to...
You're going to try it, aren't you?
No.
And then you'll see me in plastic cast and everything. just
drop your incline down a bit.
Yeah, I could do that.
The only thing is, when you're holding on,
that
calorie burn looks cool as hell at the time because you're on that massive incline and you're burning loads of calories on the screen because that thinks you're not holding on.
Yeah.
But you are holding on. So you typically lean back a bit.
Yeah.
And you've like got rid of your incline. Because you're doing that little bit of a lean away and leaning
back. So if you're leaning forward, that's when you're working.
You get your arms involved.
Yeah. Right, okay.
It's like when you see people, like refs in bats, like the bodybuilder days, they've got the hoodies on and they're walking and they're thinking they're burning more fat because they're sweating more. And they're sweating more. You know, they are sweating more. But again, I find that I don't start getting into my workout until I start sweating.
Yes.
When I start sweating, it's almost like it switches me on. Like,
yeah.
I know it's a turn.
I'm
on that. That'd be
wrong. No.
It's like flicking a switch.
So the next thing with cardio.
Yeah,
is there anything you want to bring up now for cardio while you're
in the zone?
In the zone.
No, I was just going to say a little bit about another style of cardio that's very muscle sparing. And it's like another one done by Joe DeFranco, which is like strength capacity work. So he's got his Fitbit on, his heart rate monitor, whatever. And he'll actually do strength exercises in almost like a circuit fashion. So you might say do a bench press, chins, dips, you know, walking lunges, sled pushes, things like that. And he'll say do a set of 6 to 8 reps, check his heart rate, wait for it to come down, and then he goes on to the next one. And he uses that style as his cardio.
Oh, right, okay.
And it's meant to be. I've not actually read anything on it too much.
Has he got
the most
muscle
sparing?
Have you got to do it at a pace to get the heart rate up? So you don't...
Yeah, you might have to get your heart rate up there first.
Yeah.
By doing, your cross training, your treadmill, and then you'd get into your strength stuff. And just do, and just keep an eye on your heart rate. I love that style just because it's, constantly looking at something. I think that's all I wanted to get out there, I think.
Weights before cardio, cardio before weights.
Which one do you want to get the most out of?
I know what you're going to say. So, concentrate on what you want to do the most of first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, that's it, mate, really. Which one do you want to get the most out of on the day?
I still want to burn some more fat, but I also want to shape.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you cannot shape a muscle.
Okay.
Your muscle shape is predetermined by your genetics.
Yeah. But you know what I mean by shape.
Yeah, losing fat that's around the muscle and revealing it, if you will.
Yeah,
I mean, we're going to get into like the strength side of it a bit more in the next podcast.
Yeah.
We will talk about it. But yeah, in terms of which one to do when, where, it's whichever one you want to get the most out of on the day. If you feel like you're lacking a bit of energy or whatever, you know, maybe get your cardio in first, because you do find that you know, raising your heart rate a bit does wake you up. So then you might be more psyched into your weight session. But bear in mind, you might be a little bit fatigued as well.
Yeah.
So the actual weights you're lifting might suffer for that. But again, it all boils down to preference.
Which is the best piece of equipment, do you think, for fat burning cardio, or is it all kind of the same? Whatever you're comfortable
preference,
on, I suppose.
Yeah.
Is there any truth in workouts in general and cardio that once, so I've done my interval training right for now for about 3 months.
Yeah,
you've got to change it. Have I got to change it?
Yeah, you can adapt to it. Yeah, now I do my training in waves, which I'll get into a little bit more on the next one.
Right.
So say like the minute I'm in a strength wave of my training, or strength phase of my training.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing any cardio at the minute in this phase. Mainly because I'm just coming off getting ready for a powerlifting competition, so I didn't really want to. When I go into my next wave of training, that's when I'm going to bring back in my aerobic capacity work. When I get into my phase of training after that, I get rid of the aerobic capacity work and I bring in the hit-based training. You know, true hit.
Thanks.
And it just changes the stimulus.
Okay.
That's what it is. I don't want to say shocking the body.
Yes, I was going to say that. Is there any truth in this shocking the body story?
Is you're changing the stimulus, you know.
So then your body goes, you shock, so then you lose even more.
Yeah, effectively. Yeah, it's like, you know.
So there's truth in that.
Yeah, yeah. It's just changing the stimulus. It's adding variety. Now, you don't want to chop and change too much.
Okay.
Because that, again, that doesn't really have any benefits.
Right.
So, I do tend to like do 3 weeks of one style, 3 weeks of the other. Again,
so I'm due for a change up then, aren't I? Obviously,
yeah,
because I've done it for 3 or 4
again,
months.
Again, that's what I mean. That little change up you can use as a tool to then kickstart your fat loss phase again.
Yeah,
you know but again, and it's going to be just repeating myself over it, and we will do this a lot. But when it comes to fat loss, if you're not in a calorie deficit, it does not make a difference what you're doing cardio-wise.
Yeah.
If you are eating more than you are more than you're burning, doing hours and hours of cardio, you're not going to make any impact, any dent on your fat loss. So I'd up your activity, but nutrition is key when it comes to fat loss. And it is. Cardio is just a tool to add in there.
Right. Well, thanks for that anyway.
All right, mate.
I'm now really, really disappointed. That,
no, don't be.
Don't be disappointed. You are educated.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm now educated.
Just learnt more.
Yeah.
But stick with your fasted cardio, man. I am. I'm still going to do it fasted, but just bear in mind, it ain't going to burn more fat.
No.
Over a 24-hour period.
No. You see, what I like about my cardio is, because I watch a programme, my other half doesn't like watching too much telly. She's a school teacher. Right,
okay.
So she doesn't like watching too much. She calls it mind-numbing telly.
Yeah,
so like Benidorm the series.
Yeah,
I've just got through. Oh. I just finally got through the Chernobyl series on Sky One.
I've only done one episode,
and I've just watched the whole of Lost again.
No, you did it twice.
I watched it when it was first out, and then I watched it again whilst in the gym, and I got through 2 episodes per morning while I was doing my cardio.
Yeah,
so. My way of watching my telly is while I'm doing that at the same time.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with it at all. If that's what you want to do, mate, that is, And like we said loads of times, you are making progress. You can, I can see it because I can see you now, but every time we come in, you know, you're looking visibly different. You know, we have a week, don't we, where we don't see each other, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it week on week.
Yeah.
So can you see any body shape change in the minute?
Yeah.
Because I'm lifting.
Yeah,
a
definitely.
Lot.
Yeah.
I'm fishing here, Mike.
Yeah, he is fishing.
Yeah, definitely.
So you can
your shirt's looking loose around your side and tighter on your sleeves.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. Can you smell what I'm cooking? Sorry, Rick. Sorry, I'm not allowed to do that. It's somebody else's. Fair enough. Right, thank you very much. Did we cover everything in cardio? Because I knew that there's a lot to cover in the cardio.
Mike had quite a lot. Yeah, I think.
So, just to recap.
It's okay.
So just to very quickly recap, right? The first thing to worry about, not to worry about cardio, is it doesn't matter when you do it.
Doesn't matter when you do it, no.
As long as you use it as a tool.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And to help you on to start your journey.
Yep.
And just to move more and eat less.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone should move more anyway.
So don't worry about, I've got to do the running, I've got to do this, I've got to, it doesn't matter, just start moving.
Yeah, that was just the very, very last point, and I might have actually already mentioned it, but if I have, you might have to edit it out, but you've got to enjoy it.
Yes.
It cannot become a dawn, like I was saying before. Oh, I've got
this. This is what I've just been saying about me watching the telly, watching my programmes. That's the only way I'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
I work in a radio station, we play a lot of music, right? I can't listen to music on the treadmill.
Yeah.
I can't listen to music.
Yeah.
I have the music every afternoon for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So that's my only time to watch telly.
Mm-hmm.
So I look forward to going to do my hour and a half cardio, whatever it is I'm doing, because I can zone out and just watch telly while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And that's the only way I can enjoy
it. I think that was that. The only other point I wanted to get in there is, you know, you've got to enjoy it. If anyone wants to know any more about, like, you know, the heart, like being the different heart rate zones, well, Google. There's loads of stuff on there. With HIIT, there's, again, you know, there's loads of different things out there. Just find what's best for you. With LIS, go out for a walk.
Yeah.
Go out for a walk. Go play with the kids. Go do whatever. Walk in the hills.
It's amazing that when it comes, when people think of cardio, they think of hours and hours of sweaty time in the gym.
Yeah, yeah.
And hard work. But going for a walk is classed as cardio.
Yeah, it is.
Or brisk walk. Yeah.
Brisk walk. You know.
Definitely.
Yeah, get the heart rate up.
Like, that's, you know, for me, I try and get 10,000 steps in every day.
Yeah.
It's a little goal for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I don't, I find myself just doing star jumps in the room to get them up.
I do want to learn how to do burpees and all that kind of stuff, though. That's, you know,
I can't really say what my true belief is on burpees, because, like,
you can't.
I get people doing burpees.
Don't, because you'll cause chaos in the gym.
Come on, just say it. Say it.
No, because they'll never do them ever again.
You don't believe in them, do you?
I ain't saying anything.
Don't say it.
No.
Don't say it.
I'm coming to.
So if you go to Tilt Physiotherapy and Mike tells you to do a burpee, just look at him and go, really? Sorry, mate. I'm sorry.
That was payback.
Yeah. It's all right. No one heard that bit.
Yeah, right. We're even now.
Next week, episode, I've lost count.
Number six.
Next week.
What are we doing?
Talk about strength training, weight training.
Weight training. Oh, yes.
Yeah, so this will be a nice one.
Another of Mike's favourites,
Yeah, so if you're sick of hearing my voice, then sorry.
Yeah, not a worry. Right, Kate, Mike, thank you very much for doing this again.
Thank you.
And if you need to get in touch with them and ask them anything...
Yeah, do.
Then you can get in touch with them by...
Instagram, at SFT Macclesfield, or our Facebook, Silk Fitness Therapy on Facebook. Or you can email myself or Kate. Kate is... are you Kate or Kate?
I am Kate at silkfitnesstherapy.com.
Yeah, or Mike... @silkfitnesstherapy.com, or our main one, which is info@silkfitnesstherapy.com.
Fantastic.
Yep. Happy to help.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate.
See you.